planetary spirits from the planets and astrological, sort of, but it's not just astrological. So we'll go in the planetary sort of order, we'll go Moon, Mercury, Venus, Sun, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and that's all we'll have time for. We won't go beyond Saturn. Are you familiar with the planets' names? I mean, you may have a bit of astrology awareness. So we start with the Moon. Now, a few basic principles of why. Obviously, you aren't just a human on Earth. You have a relationship with other spirits on other planets. And we're just talking about the planets in our solar system now. We're not talking about other extraterrestrial races beyond our solar system, the stars, like the Pleiadians or the Sirians. And you dialogue, you associate with the planets while you sleep, particularly through your astral body in the astral plane. That's often during dream time. When you go deeper into deep sleep, that's when you often go beyond the solar system. So in a way, think of the solar system as your backyard, you know, planetary backyard. These planets and the beings are familiar with you. They therefore are often affecting your astral body. That's one thing. The other thing is that we are destined as a human race to more and more channel higher beings so that they actually participate more and more with Earth life and influence us and vice versa. And in fact, beings from the different planetary systems are going to channel and incorporate into humans so much over the next thousands of years that we'll have superhumans, you know, with powers of Mercury beings or Mars beings and so on, and Jupiter beings, that these powers are so great that one human can't channel, you know, the sum total of a planetary sort of energy. So they tend to disseminate their powers across multiple humans. So we'll start with the Moon. Now, that's partly because I'm going in the order of planetary spheres. These are in the order of planetary energies around us, like onion skin layers. So the first sphere you go through is the Moon sphere as you transverse. And you have to go through the Moon sphere when you die anyway. So there's too much to explain about the Moon, but one is the mother. It influences the mother energy. So if there's any healing you need to update with your mother role, the Moon will help, the Moon beings. Secondly, the Moon is in charge of constantly regenerating your etheric body. That's your energy field, your kind of vital energy. And that particularly happens while you sleep. So while you sleep, you feel regenerated, refreshed, rested. And it's more than you realize, because your etheric body actually expands and merges with the elemental forces of nature. These are nature spirits of earth, fire, air and water. And the Moon is in charge of all the elementals, in charge of the etheric realm. So if we open up to the Moon, it will update our association with the earth ether. And that often, you know, is affected by people, is it distorted in people, say, who've got drugs or have been drug addicts or have a poor, you know, connection to Earth itself. And largely it's about regenerating your etheric body. So let's start with that. One other thing that may come up when we do the Moon meditation is in your Moon energy is stored all your past life journeys, your review of your lives across all the lives you've had. So if there's kind of like an Akashic records, if there's records that you need to access in your etheric bodies from other lives, it'll come up. Rather like ghosts, memories of other lives may appear, so you can finally deal with it. So that's the three areas we're going to focus on in the Moon. Okay, so first, just imagine though you're first in a bubble of golden white light. Light completely surrounding you. Imagining you've been in that bubble of light all day, whether you noticed it or not, is your energy field. this space, imagine a portal opens up so that the bubble transforms into a column of light. You can receive energy from above and from below. Just affirm in your mind that you are the higher self. You are a spiritual being on earth. And also that you are a coordinate in time and space, here and now, to receive any energy from the universe. So imagine you are surrounded by the moon, as if the moon, the orb of the moon, is silvery light, is shining all around you, as if the moon is orbiting you closely and intimately, and ask to receive a channeling to the next level of moon spirit guides. And for these moon guides to enter your energy field and heal your etheric body. Imagine that when you go to sleep, your etheric body, your energy field in your body, literally expands and receives healing from the earth. Imagine the moon is now going to help you enter the next deepest level of sleep, regeneration. Help you surrender your energy to the other elementals of earth, to trust them. Same time, imagine the moon is showing you that you also have to fully own or take responsibility for your etheric body. Own your energy and be responsible for how you use your energy on earth. So in your mind, say, I take fully take full responsibility for what I do with my energy here on Earth. Any feedback there? All right, well, we'll move on. Mercury. So, in one sense, Mercury and Venus are esoterically interchangeable, but I won't get into that. Now, Mercury, in one sense, rules the speed and activity, the functions of your nervous system. So as we connect to the Mercury beings and ask to channel Mercury's spirit guides, your nervous system might speed up. And in one sense, well, I mean, you know, motor and sensory nerves, yeah? So there's a nerve cell here in your brain, and there's a whole area of the brain, which controls the muscle activity of the opposite side of your body. Is that true? No. No, it's an illusion. That's the medical science illusion. Similarly, the illusion that you're seeing through your senses, eyes, ears, whatever, and it's registered in the different parts of your brain. So you're seeing through your eyes, and it's registered in your occipital lobe. Because that's what you've been believing all this time. Complete nonsense. Now, what happens in fact is your muscle, say whatever part you're moving, moves at exactly the same time as your brain nerve cell fires off. It's not actually a transmission, it's an above and below relationship. Your brain is mirroring your body. So as you move, you're not moving independently of your brain, they're synchronizing, they are reflecting each other. So in a way, the central and peripheral nervous system are like a not a circuit, not really. Now, eventually your head will get around it, you'll see. But your soul lives in all parts of your body. Your soul does not control your physical body by using your brain. Now that's one principle. So what can happen is you start realizing that your body, Mercury starts synchronizing your body perfectly with your brain. So it doesn't have this lag phases and mismatched timing that can create disease. For example, a classic is multiple sclerosis, where there appears to be a lag phase between your brain picking up the signal of a body movement. The other thing that Mercury beings can do is update your nervous system so it's not overloaded. Because at the moment, you're going into... I mean, if you could imagine putting the nervous system you had 10 years ago into your body now, you'd actually blow up. You'd have a nervous breakdown, you'd fry, you'd get suddenly, you know, a collapse. Because the amount of information entering your nervous system now is at such a greater level, and you're processing so many more things at the same time, communications with the world at different levels, that you wouldn't have been able to do that with a slower nervous system earlier. So in actual fact, our nervous systems are constantly being updated. And think of your nervous system like an antennae. It's constantly picking up TV, satellite, you know, Bluetooth, as well as cosmic signals. So the Mercury beings will make your nervous system go to the next level of multi-dimensional tasking, multiple parallel processing, as it were. And the other thing that they might, well, that's largely what they'll do. They might also give you a sense that your nervous system can live off light signals rather than electrical signals. One last thing that the Mercury beings might bring down is the element of awareness that you are of transcendental and psychopomp awareness. Now, transcendental technically is a word meaning stepping outside of yourself, going to a higher plane of consciousness and looking down from there. So, you know, above your body. Transcendental. Whereas the psychopomp, psycho then P-O-M-P, is the plane of consciousness where you dip into your subconscious and look at your life from below, from a deep subterranean place of consciousness, which includes past lives, buried states, or previous stages of the human race consciousness, and also afterlife states. And you need both. You know that principle, as above, so below? The subconscious mirrors your superconscious. And again, you need to be able to collapse the illusion of both and blend your consciousness with both. So Mercury beings might actually stretch your consciousness like that, and you feel you're above and below your body at the same time. So let's see what happens. Okay. Already, perhaps imagine you have more energy now in your body already. The more energy you have, the more you can receive the next initiations. So again, affirming you are a coordinate on Earth to receive anything from the universe, and that now you wish to channel the spirit guides, your spirit guides, from Mercury. And for them to particularly enter your nervous system and update it with the next level of multidimensional functions. Ask in particular that through the beings of Mercury, you can ground more of your psychic powers into your nervous system, including powers of remote viewing, clairvoyance, thought projection. sense now also that through the beings of Mercury, there's as if there's a very high energy above you, transcendental, where you are, and yet you are also deeply grounded, deeper into the earth than you'd ever been before. And to stabilize that, ask for the specific power now from the Mercury beings of channeled writing. You may also call it automatic writing. The ability to write spiritual truths. Channeling as you write. Center into your heart as you can't. Good feedback there. Was that hard to come back from? Yeah, okay. All right. Well, share any feedback then, if you can.
I found myself bouncing between the two.
That's good. That's good. That's what you meant to do.
Right, yeah. And I still feel the...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, see, the point is that these beings will then carry on having an activity with you in your life. It doesn't stop. The channel doesn't... You don't just say, okay, go home now. And yes, every time you open up a part of your subconscious, unfinished things can come up. then you have to explore that. That's why I suggested completing it with a bit of automatic writing, at least in your mind. So, because with this one particularly, it was surprisingly, you had to ground it, but to ground it through some mercurial activity, which invariably Mercury rules writing more than talking or anything. So I do recommend, if you don't already, keep a diary of spiritual lessons, you know, spiritual insights. More will happen than you realize. Because as you write it, it'll open up a doorway through the words for even more to come in. The words will actually start taking on, you know, sacred powers. Okay.
You can ask, what with the moon meditation in this one? The gravity, anti-gravity, is that a similar principle?
Yeah, well, the etheric body has anti-gravity forces. Our physical body belongs to the earth. We're made from the earth physically, but our etheric body belongs to the moon, and thereby the moon rules the etheric body of the earth. It gives the etheric body a levity, buoyancy, rather like a whole hovercraft would feel like. You actually feel, you don't feel as heavy as you would if you didn't have your etheric body. In fact, if you suddenly your etheric body disappeared, what you'd actually feel like right now is a stone. You'd feel as heavy as a stone, because that's your physical body. Okay, Venus. So with Venus, which Venus typically in astrology rules harmony, beauty, grace, love, all that sort of stuff, art. And that's the kind of quality to, we channel the Venusian beings to promote an even greater sense of emotional ease about you, your life, being on Earth, as if they will just help you feel, well, it's so important to be positive and to be graceful. And graceful is a word that a lot of people don't understand. They don't live it. Grace is the energy of flowing with whatever's happening and not being negative about it or angry. Grace isn't about everything going your way. Grace is about going your way about everything. As it were. Now the other thing is Venus can often, surprisingly, help you sink even deeper into the earth. You might be surprised by that. But Venus has a strong bearing on the original fall into your body. How you originally entered your body at the beginning of the fall in the earlier root race called Lemuria. And we fell into our bodies through the original sin. But if we'd done it through a Venusian energy, we'd have fallen into our body originally, rather like a being born into the body, with a kind of consciousness and a sense of not being separate from the spiritual world. As if we're grounding heaven on earth as we fall into our body. As if not only do we enter our bodies, but the Garden of Eden enters the earth at the same time. And then the earth is in harmony with the spiritual world. So what you may feel is Venus helping to open up the earth as you descend into it and recreate this sense of the earth, of all parts of the earth being in harmony and grace with you. So let's start with that and see what happens. So you may start this one by imagining your third eye chakra, and that there's a new pulsing sort of light there. And imagine now the Venus beings have been waiting to connect to you and ask to channel now spirit guides, your personal spirit guides from Venus, particularly into your emotions, your emotional life here on Earth. happiness enters your emotions, sense they create more flow, more grace, like a lubricant. And then with each positive flow comes even greater flow from the universe back to you. You attract then more positive experiences. Invite the Venus beings to enter through deep into the core of your being, into your belly region, where they can heal your inner child and bring the next level of innocence and purity to your inner child, where your inner child can be fully here on earth, completely safe and innocent. Imagine now that the Venus beings are passing their energy through your feet into the earth, helping you ground to the next level of harmony with the earth and with your life on earth. Any sharing there? Okay, so moving on to Sun, we'll do the sun. You might think, well, what's the reason for this ordering? Well, this is the order you go through when you journey into the afterlife, when you die, and also when you sleep. You visit these planets in this order. And the sun is your prototype self. Through your sun, you find your identity, yourself. So, of course, that is wherever it is going to be everywhere, but centered very much in the heart. And the sun is always associated with the heart. And the meditation we'll do here is very related to the mythology of Apollo in Greek mythology. You can read up about him as well. And one of them is perfection, ideal, the true self. But the other thing is you live, you know, your ego lives as yourself. Therefore, you must live within, you know, your ego must live, not being clear, as your home. Your true home is your heart. So if you can enter your heart as if it is your home, you've made your heart your home for your ego. A lot of people don't live in their heart enough. They easily lose heart center. They step outside of themselves. They lose boundaries with others. Being properly in your heart means that you never lose sight of yourself. Even when you step out of yourself and look at life from another person's point of view, you always know what your point of view is when you get back to it. So a good visual image here is to visualize going into your heart, and your heart looks like a gigantic, complex honeycomb of bee energy. So like the inside of a beehive, and you see golden honey-coloured hexagonal walls and structures, and those hexagonal shapes, you know, beehives, leather hexagons, are like cubby holes of partition walls which structure your heart like building blocks. Reason being, the bee is sacred to the sun throughout many cultures, I won't go into it. The bee lives in the total oneness with the sunlight. And interestingly, the inside of a beehive is 37 degrees centigrade, the same core body temperature of human blood in the heart. The other thing to invite the solar sun beings to do is cleanse your heart of anything getting in the way emotionally, specifically disappointments, grief, loss, abandonment, sacrifices, broken heart issues. They'll take you to the next level of being heart open and joyful. Okay. So, you may already sense, of course, that your energy is pulsing with the other planetary beings continuing on. But now it's time to bring in the sun beings into your heart. So ask for the next entry, incorporation of solar spirit guides from the sun, for them to enter your heart itself and expand your heart. And as it does so, visualize a honeycomb-like, bee-like home in your heart. Imagine for these sun beings much as you can now of your emotional negativity. Invite them to help you release your griefs, abandonments, broken hearts, disappointed loves. So that you can truly open your heart to the universe. As if they are bathing your heart now with a golden light. Even now visualize a new warmth, like a fire is burning in your heart now, and this is the next level of your ego, your higher ego. If not, just imagine a fire now burning in your heart. And through that fire, it lights your way. It shows you your destiny. Since that fire doesn't go out, not until you die, but it's continuing to burn brightly, as you would tend a sacred flame. Does anyone want to share that?
I've experienced a physical the expansion, and it actually started to hurt, and then it went away.
Pain is good. Yeah, I mean, the physical body is used to a kind of lower level of energy. And honestly, if you could right now channel the amount of energy you could be channeling or having in your life, your physical body would just implode. You know? It can't handle that surge. It's like a power surge. It would fry your tissues. So it's in stages. Mars. So going on to Mars beings... I mean, you may be aware of Mars as a planet of warfare, aggression, activity and so on, but obviously that's all part of it. But if you think about the blood, we'll ask the Mars beings to particularly enter your iron in your blood. And what they do then is they convert the iron in your red blood cells, in the hemoglobin. They'll bring it into another level of balance. And that will affect your whole energy field. Because the iron in your blood can be between two polarities. One is very heavy, because iron is actually a metal. And you've actually got a lot of iron in your red blood cells. After all, the free iron that you don't have in your red cells, you store in your liver, recycling red blood cells. Even that iron is 1 gram in weight. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but quite honestly, that's a lot. You have more iron in your body than any other metal. You know? If you had the amount of mercury in your body that you have iron, or even a relative fraction, you'd die of mercury poisoning, lead, gold, any of this. But so iron is a massively incorporated metal. Now, when the iron in your blood, if it was to feel too heavy, your blood would literally feel heavy. And that would make your body heavy, and it will make your consciousness feel depressed, as if you're bound to the earth, you're stuck to your life, you can't change anything, everything's out to get you, you have to fight, it's a harsh world. That's the consciousness you have when iron is too heavy. When iron is too light in the blood, that makes the blood so fizzy and light, it literally fizzes upwards, and that person then is off the world, off, out of their body all the time. They're constantly floating, spaced out, and they never really deal with anything. They're always escaping, or they're always happy and joyful in an artificial sort of denial. So you want the iron to be in the middle, but what it's really doing, as you've noticed, is going up and down. It's transforming things that you are stuck in your life, and literally transforming them so that you're free of them, and then you go through another cycle. So the iron will constantly help you liberate yourself from anything you're stuck to. So that's one thing the Mars beings will do. Recalibrate your iron blood. The other thing, which is all part of it, is they'll help you understand how to surrender your free will, your lower will, to the will of God. So ask to go to that next level of complete surrender to God's will, which doesn't make you passive or victim or anything. It makes you live in more harmony with the divine plan. So let's answer this. Of course, we've just done the sun, so you're aware of your blood. And in your mind, use the words to help you enter your blood. Into the iron of your blood, red blood cells, use the words, blood is a very special fluid. By saying that, you are acknowledging your blood is extremely important. is a very special fluid. So now ask the Mars beings to enter the next level into your energy field, and particularly to help reprogram, recalibrate the iron in your red blood, to give you the ability to transform everything that you're stuck to on Earth, to lighten the Earth itself. Imagining the Mars beings give you a new consciousness of can do, that you can do anything you want to change anything. Imagine that although you can do anything, ask the Mars beings to help you surrender and align your lower and your free will to that of God, to God's plan. Any feedback then? Alright. Well, don't worry if you're feeling a bit spaced out by now. So let's go on to the Jupiter beings. Now, the one thing to focus on here, just to keep it simple, is the idea of being of receiving benefactors, and Jupiter beings are very beneficial, They are always there to give you help. They give you advice, guidance. They open up doors. They're the kind of beings who open opportunities up in your life and help you, you know, to get to that next level. They are very good at networking. They know who to contact. You know, so they're the spiritual equivalent of the being, you know, the people who you say, oh, he's a good contact, and they'll open up a door for you. But of course, and they can see, you know, your path ahead, so they'll open it up for you. So that's great. But it's always a two-way thing. That means they're also benefiting from you. Your experiences on Earth are very valuable to them. Rather like, you know, because you're unique, what you're going through. And the Earth is a very valuable kind of testing ground. Think of it like an experiment also, you know. So they're constantly finding out how you do things, and that's a learning curve for them. And that information is going to get passed on to help other evolving races here or there. You don't need to worry about that. So there's a mutual beneficial thing. So that's the kind of energy we'll ask to open up and see where it takes us. Okay. So start by imagining that your life is not defined anymore by the past or by your future expectations. Your life is defined each moment in the now. You can change the course of your life, and you do every moment. So ask now to connect, to channel beings from Jupiter who have powers and the ability to see ahead and open up your life's paths, to open up opportunities for you, because you are now ready. Ask for help now from the Jupiter beings. And try not to be specific about what you want help from. Let your higher self and the Jupiter beings decide. Sense also now that the beings are showing you that you are also helping others all the time, even with your thoughts. And the more you help others unconditionally, the more you receive guidance and assistance from the universe. Okay, so the last one to complete is Saturn. And we'll just ask one thing, but obviously other things can happen. And the lords of Saturn, the beings of Saturn, are the experts on understanding the laws of karma. They know everything about karma. They know how it works. They know the laws and the principles of personal karma, as in your own personal actions and activities and thoughts on yourself. Collective group karma, how you interact with others and how their karma affects you back and forth. And the karma of groups includes the karma of, you know, people you know, your family, but of the karma of your culture, of your religion, of your occupation. You take on the karma of, say, your occupation. You know, you take on everyone else's karma at some level. You are responsible because of the fact that you've got that role. You know, so, you know, as a doctor, I am karmically responsible for what any other doctor has done to harm a patient. I can't say in the afterlife, it was me, it was not my fault. It was him, he did it. I can't say that. Because I'll say, no, because you took on the role as a doctor, you have to share collective responsibility. And it's true, isn't it? We all, so, of course, if you understand the laws of karma, and it's a progressively widening learning curve, because you first have to understand the laws of karma in your own life before you can understand the laws of karma by association, because they're all more and more complicated. So we ask them to give you a karmic a learning curve of the laws of karma, and use that, essentially, that lesson, lessons in the laws of karma, to take more and more full personal responsibility for your own karma, so you're not blaming it on others, including on the spirits. Okay, so ultimately it's to help set you free. So again, you're in your heart. This time now, ask to channel the spirits, the spirit guides from Saturn, specifically to give you a lesson, like an academic lesson, in understanding to the next level the laws of karma. First, to understand how these karmic laws affect you in your life, so that you can set yourself free. Notice that the beings of Saturn will do this by also holding a mirror up, so that you can truly self-reflect and see yourself karmically. Help integrate it all by imagining now that you have the key to your own prison. You can create a prison in your mind, in your energy, based on karma. But you also have the key to unlock all of that, to set yourself free from karmic laws or karmic ties. Complete again by imagining your column of light, the cosmos is more open.